This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another week of What's On Your Mind, another day of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and a lot to cover, a lot to cover. We're actually broadcasting today from the Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota and their annual gathering. Doug Burgum, the Republican candidate for governor, is speaking to the group right now on his vision for North Dakota. They being the auto dealers, have announced a really neat deal, a million meals drive that they are doing with all their members all across the state of North Dakota. Shelters, and it doesn't really hit you. But it's been amazing to me to dig into this a little bit of just how much need there really is right here. And it's not just people, it's working families too. It isn't just people that, you know, you kind of think of needing extra help and a hand up, being a, you know, on welfare or whatever. But this is working families. So anyway, we'll tell you a little bit about the effort that the automobile dealers have undertaken and tell you more about hunger in North Dakota. Ron Walters, who is the major gifts officer from Great Plains Food Bank, he's in their Bismarck office from Fort Yates. He lives in Fort Yates, but offices in Bismarck with the Great Plains Food Bank. Will join us later on in the program today to tell us about that. We're going to also talk to Kathy Gaddy from the Ryan Family Dealerships, from the automobile dealer perspective of helping hunger here a little bit, too. So we'll do that on the program. Ron Ness will be here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and we'll talk about what Reuters is writing about this morning, and that is the decision by the Obama administration on Friday that, folks, we have to talk about. What the Obama administration did on Friday, after the judge ruled in favor of Dakota Access Pipeline continuing, saying, yes, we've reviewed the process. We've looked at everything. You did everything you should do. Everything was done as you were told to do. You followed the regulations. You did it right. Proceed. Literally within minutes of that, the Department of Justice, the Department of Interior, pulled something out of their lapel, you know, back pocket to say, whoa, wait a minute, not so fast, not so fast. And I thought we lived in America. I didn't think we had an emperor, but I'm not so sure anymore. And Reuters today writes, North Dakota oil pipeline delays could hit producers, shippers. So, this has an impact, and we'll talk a little bit about that today on the program. We'll also be joined by General, Major General Dorman, Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard, about the Guard's new role in keeping the peace, freeing up some law enforcement officers. A lot of arrests have happened. You know, I started digging into the numbers of the arrests this weekend, and I should have numbers by the time we talk with General Dorman. But last count, we were just under 100, and there may have been more related to the Dakota Access Pipeline. It's not been widely reported. Some of the arrests actually on different disturbance sites or at the camp have been announced, but not others. So we're going to talk about that today on the program as well. So those are the guests. And meanwhile, hi to Todd. Hi to Manny. Dustin Moore is producing for us today because Ravate is off. There's a million things we could talk about today. What's the first thing on your mind today, Todd?
It was a wonderful Carson Wentz performance.
That's
welcome to Wentzylvania.
That's pretty good. That could be the story of the day. No doubt about it. Had the hair on the back of my neck standing up. You couldn't script it any better. You know, rookie quarterback in his first game in the NFL and all the drama of the previous quarterback being traded to Minnesota and everything else, and gets in there and just crushes it. I mean, just crushes it.
You realize, Scott, that 270 yards, only three other rookies have done that on opening day. One of those was RG3, who he just played against.
Did not know that. Yeah. Okay, Manny, how about you? What's your headline today? What's number one? What should we be talking about?
Vikings and Gophers win over the weekend.
Oh, man, you had me tell Gophers, you know.
Oh, well.
You throw that rolling fest into this. My gosh. You had me tell. But the Bison win was a big one, too, by the way. They thriller in Manila. They could have lost that easily. They roared back lots of scoring. I mean, that was like take your breath away kind of stuff. No question about it. I think the other story that we have to talk about, folks, is it's not my biggest story of the day, but it is the second biggest, and that's the health of Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is Hillary's health just became a legitimate issue in this campaign. In my mind, it's always been a legitimate issue in this campaign, but nobody of any serious note cannot say it is no longer off the table, right? That it's not a legitimate issue that has to be addressed. If you've not seen it yet, the video of her is very disturbing. She's leaning against a pole. Here's the chronicle of events, first of all. She's at an event for 9/11. Donald Trump was there as well in New York City. And they both, of course, were expected to give remarks. My understanding is she started giving some remarks. They are not, I've not seen that anywhere, but she was participating in some official function at this event and had to stop and leave the event. I understand also that a number of reporters from the campaign are very upset because they were kept away from the situation, which you just don't do. You don't, you know, that's a little odd. So then she goes to, it looked like a hotel or something nearby to wait for her official, it was wherever her on point was for her transportation. And she has this kind of special van that she's been using for some time. Doesn't look like anything else that they use to transport people. It's usually Suburbans, but she has like this kind of like bubble van. And they're waiting for it, and there's four, five, six staff around her, and obviously Secret Service. But she's leaning up against a pole, okay? And she's, you know, clearly unstable, but leaning against this pole. Well, then the van pulls up, and now it's, okay, we have to move you probably 5 feet. No more than that, 3 to 5 feet from this pole to get in, step off the curb, and get into the van. And she takes one step and gets real unsteady, and they go to grab her, and takes one more step and buckles, goes down. And then they have to kind of literally like lift her into the van. So you've probably seen this by now. This was just some fan or somebody watching this. If that hadn't been out, we would know about this. They then take her to Chelsea's home, her daughter's home, and she's there a couple hours. They come on after that. She's fine, fine, fine. Everything's great. Signs an autograph. Everything's fine. Hunky-dory. Don't worry about it. And then head for her home in New York and then announce that she's canceling her travel for the next couple of days. It's a big deal. Now, I have to tell you, the first thing I thought of when I heard about this was, please, Donald Trump, don't ruin this. Don't take political advantage of this. Just let this be, because he doesn't need to say a word. And he did pretty good. He no tweets, nothing. He was on Fox News Channel today, and we have a clip of that. Let's see, the first clip, Todd, we have two short clips, I guess, on Hillary, right?
I got one.
My list here. Let's start with just the long clip. I'm not going to take all of this, but the interview itself on Fox, because it started right away about that. Go ahead and roll that.
The interview on with Trump?
Trump on Hillary Health. 9 minutes, 53
okay, there
seconds.
We go. All right.
Campaign has now canceled her two-day trip to California, but we do understand she plans to make a teleconference appearance to a fundraiser that she was supposed to appear at in San Francisco later today. Back to you guys.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. Let's bring in Donald Trump now to talk about that. Mr. Trump, she was diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday, we're just learning, and also the press was kept in the dark for an hour and a half after she was carted off from the 9/11 memorial. Why was the press kept in the dark for so long?
Well, I really just don't know. I hope she gets well soon. I don't know what's going on. I'm like you. I see what I see. The coughing fit was a week ago, so I assume that was pneumonia also. I mean, I would think it would have been, so something's going on. But I just hope she gets well and gets back on the trail. And we'll be seeing her at the debate.
Sure. So interesting is that now the DNC, if these reports are correct, might be considering a replacement. Does Donald Trump have a plan to take on Tim Kaine and to take on Joe Biden?
No, I don't think they'll replace her. I think she, we have to see what's wrong. I mean, We have to see what's wrong. But whatever it is, I'm ready. Whatever it is.
So health is an issue now, right?
I think it's an issue. In fact, this last week I took a physical, and I'll be releasing when the numbers come in. Hopefully they're going to be good. I think they're going to be good. I feel great. But when the numbers come in, I'll be releasing very, very, very specific numbers.
It's interesting. Dr. Ben Carson said, hey, why don't both the candidates do it, and you've went ahead and done it.
Well, I think it's true. I think it's true.
All right.
I've already done it, and it should be the report should be finished this week.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about something that Hillary Clinton said on
Friday. They went into the basket of deplorables, which is a whole other topic we need to get into. I don't know if we'll get to that or not today, but it's certainly one we need to get to without question. But how did he do there? Text me what you think at 701-226-8503. Text me a different headline if you think there's a bigger headline of the day. Somebody just said, talk about the moisture content in the corn crop. Anything but the pipeline. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Deanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
Tuesday through Thursday in West Fargo, Big Iron is here again. Look for Haugen sales and the brand new Supreme Twin Auger Vertical Mixer Wagons. Sizes from 500 all the way up to 1,000 cubic feet. Big or small, they've got them all at Haugen's. While at Big Iron, look for the Supreme self-propelled and self-loading mixer wagon. There's nothing else like it. You're going to want to check it out. Supreme is the longest-lasting vertical on the market with the fastest mix times. See you at Haugen sales at Big Iron, located in Mandan and Winemere.
Let there be lights. In your home, sunlight, bring it in. I'll tell you about sunrooms and Four Seasons, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, period. Now, this is a great investment. The one true investment that you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. Give me one other thing you can buy that will be worth more in 10 years than it is today. A Four Seasons sunroom will be. It goes up in value, and you get to use it every day. It'll be your favorite room in the house. Light is so special. It's spiritual for many. And you know what? It's easy to install. This can be done in a few weeks. Simple as a phone call for a free in-home estimate, and you're on your way. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free with special financing, too. Four Seasons Sunroom, waiting for your call right now. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
When the night seems to stay all is lost, gone away, but I know I'm not by the light she stands. to the place she stands.
Obviously, if I say 9/11, where were you? All that, boom, it's in your head. But I also wonder, do we really remember? Really remember? I mean, I don't know if I do, and I should, because I think we've really lost our collective fortitude necessary to feed our resolve against this plague on freedom. We need to have a strong resolve to take that on. It's really the day of infamy of our generation. December 7th of 41. And so I spent a lot of time counting my blessings, but also praying for those lost souls before and since 9/11, those that are part of the ongoing war defending freedom, thinking of the first responders that rushed into the falling buildings, not away from. And also of all the moms and dads that were lost on that day. And CNN Student News did a really neat piece with a number of kids who were very, very young, and or not even born, when their parents died on 9/11. And I have a couple of minutes of that I want to share with you. Just roll some of that time.
Like finding your dad's name.
Most people, when they lose someone, they have a grave to go to, and that brings them closer to that person. But for us, this is our parents' grave, and so it brings us closer, and it makes us feel more connected to that parent.
Do you guys agree that it feels like a grave in a sense? You're nodding. Why?
A lot of our parents' bodies weren't found after 9/11, so that could be literally where our father's bodies lay to this day, and that's our, like, it is a memorial, and it is our grave, and we can go there, and we can communicate with the people we lost. That's, like, our safe spot with them.
Is that what you do? Do you communicate with your dad at that wall?
Yes, I talk to my dad. I have to, like, put my hand on his name and talk to him and, like, tell him everything that's going on.
Let me move on to that day. Juliet, you were 4.
Yeah.
You were 4. Your dad was firefighter out of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find out that day?
I was with my grandfather that day. My other siblings were at school. I was in preschool at the time. He had the news on, which a 4-year-old shouldn't see. Another fireman who was retired from my dad's house had called my mother at work and said, was my dad working? And she said yes. So she left work to pick up my other siblings, and they came to pick up me. And my grandfather just had a gut feeling and in front of all of us just said, I lost my son today. I lost my son. And my mom was actually furious at him that he had already had no hope, that he had already had that feeling that he was gone. But I, at the time, wasn't comprehending what that meant. I think it took a few months until I realized that he wasn't coming home.
Do you remember as a four-year-old the images on the screen?
Yeah.
The smoke?
Yes, I vividly, the planes. And it's something that's very traumatizing for a child to see now later in life, that you comprehend what that actually meant at the time. Because I don't think any child has the mind capacity to comprehend such a mass atrocity.
Nor should they.
No.
Nor should they. Jessica, tell me about the waiting that day.
I was starting high school. It was my second day at a brand new school. They announced on the loudspeaker that a plane had hit the Trade Center. And we had televisions in some of the rooms, so they broadcasted it. And I was surrounded by strangers, new people, and had to tell them my dad's in there. And I also had that gut feeling, too.
You did?
I did.
What did that feel like?
I really had trouble, like, speaking to people. I couldn't. It was like a numb feeling. So I called my mom, and I couldn't get through. There was a busy signal. We didn't even have call waiting. Kept calling, and my aunt picked up. And that's when I knew something wasn't right, that my aunt was with my mom already, and I have three younger sisters. So we went through all the schools in the neighborhood and picked each of them up, and they had each heard bits and pieces of it. So it was just telling them that Dad's building was hit, a plane went into the World Trade Center. We don't know where he is.
When did you know?
I knew when I heard when we were praying on the loudspeaker, because it was a few months before that I started learning about the World Trade Center bombing in the eighth grade. And my dad got out of that. I was in kindergarten. And I remember him as a five-year-old coming home.
Covered in soot.
In soot. So
wow.
I knew, and I remember asking him and, like, kind of realizing that was a terrorist act.
And we forget that. We forget that. I'm going to interrupt there just because I could have that go for days. It helped me say, you better remember, buddy, and you better realize this can happen again. And we have to stay in a mode that is exactly as we were when we found out about 9/11. That pit in your gut. That's the kind of resolve we need.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi there, it's Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address, because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's On Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day. Right here with What's On Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I want to thank our fine sponsors today. That includes our friends at High Plains Apache. Tell you what, if you want a sprayer that is the best of the best, you want a High Plains, you want a trip to High Plains Apache so you can get yourself an Apache sprayer is what you want. And they are a fun sprayer to talk about just because of the technology involved, the ruggedness involved, the best warranty in the business, the high resale value. There's so many things to love about a Apache sprayer. They really are the best. And they have that ET Ag Center, which means if you need a part, they got a part. And it isn't just parts for an Apache sprayer, actually any brand of sprayer they have, whatever you can imagine, 50,000 parts on hand, both their Mandan and Fargo locations. So, highplainsapache.com, or better yet, stop and see them. Right across from Bonanza, off Maine. You can't miss it when you come off the interstate there at Maine, and you'll find them there, or you'll find them south of Fargo in Frontera, as it's Scott sent you. All right. We are back live and on location at the 2016 Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota. Their annual conference is underway here. Doug Burgum, the Republican governor for Republican candidate for governor, rather, and a North Dakota entrepreneur, spoke about a vision for North Dakota to open them up, and now they're getting into their meat and potatoes of the meeting. But one of the things everybody's really excited about this year is the Million Meals Drive program that automobile dealers across North Dakota are doing. So we want to tell you a little bit about that so you have the details of that today on the program as well. And as I mentioned, coming up, we have Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council that will join us, as well as General Al Dorman. We understand we are having a little bit of a technical problem with our hookup today from the Radisson today for the conference. So if you're hearing some kind of a jittery little technical glitches, that's what that's all about. How are you? Doug and Catherine just stopped by to say hello. I just mentioned that you were on stage and that you were wowing the attendees of the Builders Association with the North Dakota today. Did they nod a lot during the conference?
Yeah. Good morning, Scott. No, yeah, they did. And great audience and great energy and great questions.
Yeah, good.
Great to be here with them. This is an important group. These guys, you know, they're not just important fabric of a lot of our communities around the state, but these guys, every business owner today touches the government. There's 9,000 people across the state of North Dakota that are part of the group health plan of the Auto Dealers Association, one of the largest in the state. So, the issues, healthcare, education, business climate. These guys are on the front lines, supporting their communities, giving back.
They're almost like a utility in communities, aren't they? I mean, they're just kind of that rock of the town that, they're very philanthropic. We're going to talk with Ron here about the Million Meals Drive that they're doing, where all the auto dealers are working on a million meals, to help the Great Plains Food Bank. That's awesome.
Yeah.
They're very giving, and kind of the little league teams go to them, and, when there's fundraisers of any kind, they go see the auto dealers. These are good folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, great to be here and be with part of them, and thank you for being here today, too.
Yeah. Yeah, good to see you. Be safe on the campaign trail. We're going to see each other next week in Minot.
Fantastic.
Which will be fun. We're going to be up there for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting as well. So we'll be up there and looking forward to that, doing some things on Monday night that we're going to see Doug at. And also Pete Hegseth. Have you finished his book yet?
Still working on it, but a great book. Great book about Teddy's most famous speech. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, so I've told folks about that. We don't have all the details worked out of this, but the book is in the arena. It's a book about Teddy Roosevelt's speech. But Pete Hegseth from the Fox News Channel. And Doug will be up there as well, and we'll be there for the North Dakota Petroleum Council event. We got a little fun plan for Monday night that you're going to be able to participate in a little meet and greet. So keep that on your calendar, and we'll have details this week. Good to see you, Doug.
And I should say, too, Brent Sanford, my running mate, S&S Motors, you know, his grandfather's father, Brent, all members of the North Dakota Auto Dealers Association. You know, so this is, I think, the first time we've had a an auto dealer in the governor-lieutenant governor's spot. So
that's pretty cool.
It is fun.
Yeah. In fact, I think he'd be trying to get a Ford dealership back, but for that job you're going to hope to give them come next year, right?
Right. They don't want to lose him in Watford City. He's done a great job up there as mayor. So
another citizen legislator.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to go do your time in public service to make the state a better place. Thanks, Doug. Good to see you.
Thank you.
All right. Fun little surprise. Doug Burgum stopping by to say hi on his way out the door after addressing the Automobile Dealers Association as well. So I say it's one of those days where there's just so many things that we could cover, and certainly encourage your questions and comments. You can call us 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Press 1 and leave your comments. You can call us live at 800-228-0550. And you can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. All right, Ron Walters is here. Ron is the major gifts officer for the Great Plains Food Bank in their Bismarck office, a resident of Fort Yates, but offices in Bismarck and does good work for the Great Plains Food Bank, which is a statewide organization. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing good this morning, Scott. Thank you for having us on the air this morning.
So we've had a few guests here. Doug Burgum was just here, and we have Ron Ness coming up next hour. We have Al Dorman. The person that I have, the General Al Dorman, I should say, from the North Dakota National Guard. The first question I have, though, is not for any of those folks. It's for you.
Oh.
And Mark says, could you please ask Ron, where is hunger in North Dakota?
Where is hunger? Hunger is everywhere in North Dakota. And I don't mean to sound simplistic in that answer, but basically it is everywhere in North Dakota. Now, on the scheme of things, nationwide, North Dakota is probably in the top three as far as taking care of their hungry citizens. But we still have a lot of work to do here in North Dakota. Compared to other states, we're doing pretty good, though. But it's still everywhere in North Dakota. We serve all 53 counties, so that's why we know that. We've also done studies on this, and the Feeding America, which is a national organization, says that about, and then through the USDA study, about 27% of the food produced in the U.S. never makes it to the dinner table. So that's our job here in North Dakota, the Great Plains Food Bank, recover as much as that is possible.
All right, I want to come back to that, but let's go back to where hunger is in North Dakota. You said it's everywhere, and that's obvious. Where is it the worst? Where, if you look at your map and say, hey, where are we providing the most meals, where would it be?
It moves around yearly. Yes, it does. What we try to track is the underserved counties in North Dakota when it comes to hunger. There's this whole big formula that and thing way above my pay grade that gets tracked annually, and then that numbers are filtered down to me to where the need is and to our program directors and those that run the operations. You know, my piece is the fundraising part, but I still got to keep informed where hunger exists so we can try to help raise money in those areas. But every one of the counties in Dakota suffer from hunger, but there's pockets of it, you know, in the southwest and the northwest, even up in the oil patch. A lot of people say all that wealth around up there, that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody is oil rich. You know, and so there's pockets up there in the northwest part of the state. There's pockets in the northeast part of the state. So it's just and along the southern border is probably one of the worst areas. Some of the counties along there because they're rural areas.
Now the stat you gave me was that what percentage doesn't make it?
About 27% of the food produced in America never makes it to the dinner table.
Okay, so why?
You know, for a variety of reasons. Some of spoilage, you know, that's the most obvious reason. Some of it, you know, the story I like to tell is let's say there's a warehouse out in western North Dakota. This is a true story. They produce these noodles. They create these and they manufacture these noodles. Well, they were cut, you know, maybe a 16th of an inch too long, and it was packaged already by the time they realized that it was cut. And according to regulations, FDA regulations, that the packaging has the labeling has to match what's in the product. So it was perfectly good food, but they couldn't take it to market. They couldn't. So they didn't know what to do with it. So they called us up and said, hey, we have all these noodles. Can you take them off our hands and distribute them? Sure, we can. So they were all packaged up. And so there's reasons like that, overstock.
Is that Dakota Growers?
Yeah, no.
Different one.
No, a different one out in Western North Dakota. I don't want to mention it because they might not want to mention, but
right, yeah.
But they're
but
food donors.
That's neat. I mean,
yeah.
Really, it's a good way to do it. And I don't know if, you know, there's a lot of folks. Baker Boy, I'm thinking of Dickinson, and Guy and his team out there would be a good example of, you know.
Baker Boy is a supporter of ours. They donate lots of food. So, yeah, we get... you know, about 86% of our food from donations. About 94% actually is donated food, and for a variety of sources, whether it be wholesalers, processors, big farming operations, manufacturing plants that overstock, have a surplus of food. So there's a whole gamut of people out there supporting us for food donations. Feeding America gets it from the national chains, and we get about 30% of our food donated from them to us, and then of course we distribute it here in North Dakota, and that's all we do is we serve North Dakota. That's what makes us so efficient, you know. So it's like 96% of everything that we do in our budget goes out to the clients. So we don't hold a lot for administrative cost.
Ron Walters is our guest. He's a major gifts officer for the Great Plains Food Bank. His office is in Bismarck. So Ron, we're here talking to you at the Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota because of their Million Meals Drive. And they had us here last year, they had us here this year, and they are very excited about this endeavor and this program. So giving is giving them a good feeling. What are they doing?
Well, they're collecting food and they're collecting money for us on our behalf. They're also collecting on behalf of their local pantries and feeding programs. See, that's the really unique thing about the Million Meals Drive is anything that the automobile dealers that we're doing locally stays local. So that's, you know, it's not some food they're raising, they get shipped back out to Fargo and then back out across the state somewhere that they don't know about. All the food that they collected locally stays locally. Now, they can either deliver that themselves or we can help them deliver that, but most of them chose to deliver it themselves because, you know, they're the cornerstone businesses. You know, we were talking earlier in the program how these folks have the pulse of the economy, especially at the local level. They kind of know what's going on. So a lot of folks turn to these automobile dealers for guidance, for support, they just are some of the cornerstone businesses within these local communities. And that's what makes this Million Meals Drive so unique. It's just a great partnership.
We have about a minute left in this segment. What do you need most? What is the Great Plains Food Bank? How can people help you?
Food and money. That's the two things we need, because the money, for every dollar donated, we can provide four meals.
Do you have more need? More hunger than you have dollars and food?
Absolutely. We definitely need more money.
So you're not meeting the whole need this
year? Oh, no. And unfortunately, that need is growing. And our numbers keep showing that every year. Our numbers keep going up, the people that we're distributing food to. Last year was 13.2 million pounds. And before that, it was 11 million pounds. And so every year, that food that we're distributing keeps going up, which is a good thing because we're feeding more people. But it also is an indication that the need is greater. So, definitely.
Fascinating. Great talking to you. I know you're going to join us again a little later on. Kathy Gaddy from Ryan Family Dealerships will join us, too, and talk about this from the perspective of automobile dealers. But you tell a good story, Ron, and, you know, it's not one that's warm fuzzy because there are people among us that are hungry. And, you know, not just, you know, I guess folks that you'd expect from time to time are down hard on their luck, but people that are going to work every day, mom and dad, and yet still not enough to meet ends meet.
Absolutely.
So that means we have more work to do.
That's right.
In helping your good cause. So appreciate it very much.
Dealerships are helping.
They are. That's awesome. The Automobile Leaders Association North Dakota gets our attaboy of the day. We're helping the Great Plains Food Bank with that Million Meals Drive. Find out more about it at a new car dealer near you. Okay? Take a break. Back with more on What's on Your Mind after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice, every time, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better from the shadow of the Capitol, Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, they're in Castleton, a growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stopping for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two cookies of your choice, four items, $4 all day, every day. or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's special guest, Val Fisher of the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction, discusses the importance of preparing for possible security threats.
School prevention of violence, whether it be in the workplace or in the school, is not always a matter of having the high-tech bells and whistles. It's really a matter of awareness and prevention and knowing your surroundings. It's a matter of having policies that are very clear and that are enforced. It's a matter of role modeling. And it's a matter of doing a lot of things so that students in particular have that trusted adult and that they are engaged in the school, preparation, planning, and assessment of where are your exits, who are your partners, what type of risks could possibly happen, and being prepared and having that awareness so that you don't believe that you are oblivious that this would never potentially happen in a small school.
For more information on violence planning and management, go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Is our telephone number, 701-258-0550. So locally in Bismarck, Mandan, it's always a 258-0550 number. Or you can call the K-Fire number anytime, 800-228-0550. Don't forget we have the 24-7 line. Actually, invited some folks to use that over the weekend because we have a couple of guests that have been in the news lately. Coming up next hour, Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, talk about the annual meeting next week in Minot, but also some news that happened Friday with the Justice Department overriding an Obama-appointed judge. You can't make this up, folks. Do you comprehend the significance of this? When I say it's chilling, is that something that would fit your viewpoint, or do you think, oh, that's hype, big deal, what? I mean, do you know what happened? Do you know how many years this endeavor has been in the works? You know, over 800 days ago since this thing was announced, approved by North Dakota almost a year ago. Hundreds and hundreds of meetings on cultural survey results between the Native Americans and the Army Corps of Engineers. Meetings and comments back and forth on all these. A judge, after a lawsuit is filed, a judge says, you did everything right. You followed the regulations. You did everything right. I've reviewed all this. You're good to go. Proceed. And within minutes, the Obama administration pulls out of their pocket an order that says, not so fast. So we'll get into exactly what that all means with Ron Ness a little bit, but I just hope you understand the significance of that. We're going to talk more about it all week long because this story's not going away. And I know it is tiresome to some folks. I see a few of our texters. I mentioned earlier my favorite so far is anything but the pipeline. Anything but the pipeline. The other big story nationally is certainly Hillary Clinton's health. And I gave some comments earlier that I thought Donald Trump didn't handle it as well as he could have, but he did handle it pretty well. I mean, mind you, nothing over the weekend in the way of a tweet, nothing. He had one 9/11 tweet yesterday, and his first interview today on Fox and Friends, and then shortly after on CNBC, he said, you know, I wish her well. Hope she gets well. That was a good part. I would have stopped there. And then he went into saying, you know, that coughing fit she had, that's been a couple of weeks now. So was that pneumonia too? And, you know, I'm going to get a physical, and I wouldn't do anything. I really wouldn't. I mean, it's just better for him not to say anything because this is a very serious situation for their campaign, in my mind. Texter said, Donald handled it well with good character. He wished her well and hoped to see her back on the campaign trail soon. Not sure she would have done the same. It would have been reversed, though. Dan and Dickinson. And there was. You could hear that in there. The whole interview, I'm like, please, please just, you know, because you don't need to. There's nothing he needs to say. This is all their issue. But I think he did. I think he's had pretty good restraint here. Another texter said, I'm also hearing landowners south of Mandan are having protesters parked across the gravel roads, hindering them from moving equipment to the field. Wouldn't surprise me. Talked to a rancher last week that had people in his yard taking pictures and needed a police escort for a bus, school bus for his kids, crying out loud. So another concern there, too, for sure. Gary in Sturgis wants to talk about 9/11. That's another big, big story today. What about 9/11 most sticks with you 15 years later, Gary?
Well, it was a good morning to you, and thank you for taking my call. One of the observations that I remember from 15 years ago was from 9/11 to several days afterwards, there was no air traffic or airline traffic in the skies. And also pertaining to the subject you were talking about with the hunger, I volunteer with a South Dakota Bread for the World organization. We're kind of a low-key organization, that anti-hunger group or organization. And we have a statewide coordinator in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, but we promote non-hunger efforts statewide.
Good for you, Gary. I'm glad you do that. I'm glad to hear about that. I'm glad you do it. And I'm learning a lot today from the Great Plains Food Bank. Known about them for a long time. Know they do good work, but just to the level of need, pretty amazing. Kudos to the auto dealers, too, and what they're doing. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550 with yours. General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard, by the way, on the situation related to the pipeline protests, will join us coming up, too. A call that came in during the last break. Roll that, Todd, if you would.
Good morning. Yesterday, a little reminder from this Dakota Access protest.
Actually, let's save that one, if you don't mind, Todd, because we're tight on time here, for Ron. That's a question for Ron. How about the other one?
Good morning, Scott. I just heard you talking about what Obama did on Friday. Didn't really know about this. But Is there any doubt now that we no longer have the Republic? The Republic is gone. We live under a dictatorship.
Hi, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore, but we've had the same number for years and we don't want to give it up. Then we found ouroldnumber.com. With ouroldnumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. Ouroldnumber.com.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color options, I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department, too, in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department, too. Call Sonia for your service, 701-444-2341.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.